This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We'll get back to football coming up in just a bit. Before we do that, let's talk a little bit of Royals baseball. The Royals lost a tough one yesterday. They got down big early. They gave up 5 runs in the first inning. They were down 8-1, and then the comeback started. Vinny Pasquantino hit a home run. Mikel Garcia hit a home run. You know, things were turning around for the boys in blue, and then Nick Lofton happened. He did this.
Here's the pitch. Slider stroked into right field. That's down for a base hit. Lofton rounds third. Abreu's throw home on the third baseline. Tag on Lofton. He's out. Connor Wong hangs onto the ball after some contact. Lofton's out trying to score, and that ends the inning.
This is what I'm a little bit confused by today. And I hear teams all the time talk about accountability. I think fans want a certain level of accountability. These things matter, right? Holding everybody accountable, following a certain standard. I want to play for you guys coming up in a bit what Vern had to say. So there's disagreements on whose fault it was. Was it the third base coach? Was it Lofton's fault? Everybody seems to agree that it was Lofton's fault. Lofton agrees that it is his fault and came out and said, I saw the stop sign. I didn't. I thought we could score a run. The third base coach came out and says, I put up the stop sign and Nick Lofton disregarded the stop sign. All right, cool. That happens. My question is, then why is he in the lineup today? Like, how is that preaching accountability if your player says, I didn't listen? He causes the most important out of the game, and he just gets to go back out there in left field and play the next day? Here's Vern.
Well, the fault is on Nick Lofton. Right after the game, manager Matt Quatrero said as much, said that Lofton ran through the stop sign. After the game, Lofton tells Annie Rogers of MLB.com, I saw the stop sign, and I just ran on right through it. So that's a lack of self-awareness, not knowing your own speed. It's also a lack of game awareness from a guy on a team that can't afford lack of awareness, right? The Royals are never going to be the New York Yankees, where you can still win, you can still make the playoffs, even though you're a dumb baseball team and you make a lot of defensive and base running and just baseball IQ mistakes. Royals can't afford it, and they certainly couldn't last night. No, it falls on Nick Lofton. And I guess if you want to take a step back and look at the season totals, this team has been a disappointing base running team.
I heard a basketball coach say this one time, that the greatest motivation tool is the bench. The greatest motivation tool, minutes. How much a guy plays or doesn't play, a lot of times is a great motivation for them listening to what you tell them to do. That's coaching, right? Like, if you're somebody that's big on accountability and how teams and other players should hold people accountable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The manager says, hey, we gave him the sign. He didn't listen to the sign. The player says, I saw the sign. Didn't adhere to the sign. He then gets thrown out by a country mile in yesterday's game and then just starts the next day. Well, this explains why the Royals are a bad base running team. If you want to know the why, the how are the Royals bad at this? I mean, isn't this the definition of accountability? You made the most critical mistake and error and killed the momentum of an inning. That's one of the best innings the Royals have had in the last 2 months. We're coming back. We're scratching and clawing. We're doing everything we can to try to make the postseason. We're going up against right now the hottest team in baseball. If you follow the direction of the coaching, if you stop at third base, who knows what happens? One of our best hitters is coming up, a guy who already hit a home run in this inning. In that moment, you decided to not listen to the coaches and do your own thing. If that doesn't get you at least one day just on the bench, hey, you know what? We're going to sit you down for this. What you did yesterday was unacceptable, and I got to hold you accountable because that's my job, to hold you accountable. If you've been frustrated about the base running for the Royals and why the Royals make mistakes, I mean, wasn't yesterday the example that you should have made with Nick Lofton? That's all I'm saying. Am I off on this, Rob? Do you think I'm out of line when I say this? I'm not saying the guy should be kicked off the team, he should be cut or anything, but you make the most important out in the game. If there's not a person that, hey, we need, everything counts right now for the Royals. Everything matters right now for the Royals. You are behind. You're playing a team that's directly in front of you. Every game matters. There's no more room for mistakes. That one game could be the difference in being the third wildcard team or watching the playoffs from home. And again, who knows how the game potentially ends? Maybe Vinny Pasquantino strikes out, but we will never get that opportunity because they were thrown out at the plate to basically end the game yesterday.
So I actually 100% agree with you. I would have him benched. I don't think you're crazy for doing that. I would just, the one thing that could be happening, or two things that could be happening, A, he could have talked to the club in the clubhouse yesterday, today. They could have addressed it in-house, and we just didn't see it. You're right. The bench is the best motivator. I actually think that was a Bob Knight quote now I think about it. The bench is the best motivator. It's possible Q and the coaching staff sat down with Lofton, and they somehow handled this behind the scenes, and they're all ready to move on. That is a thing we don't know. We're not in the clubhouse. That's possible it happened. I also think this is a symptom of a larger disease. If Nick Lofton is not in the lineup and the Royals lineup gets worse, can they afford to turn one loss into two? Like, let's say Nick Lofton is a better at-bat tonight against Garrett Crochet than Yastrzemski, just picking a lefty versus righty. And you then say, no, we're making a hard line stance. We're going to bench you for a day, and that benching possibly costs you a second game. The Royals can't afford to lose that second game. So it's possible, A, it got handled in-house and we just didn't see it, or B, the Royals kind of think to themselves, we're in this sprint. We can't afford to be sacrificing a game for a larger statement, and we kind of got to eat it here and put Lofton back out there. Those are the only two things I think could be at play. Again, I'd bench him, but I'm just laying out the opposite side.
Yeah, I guess this would be my question, though. A couple texts. Text line, 913-586-7965. C-Dot, you're talking about accountability, like Lofton went out the night before the game and got hammered slash arrested, or he didn't run out an infield single because he was lazy. He was trying to score a run and just misread it. He also owned it and didn't lie. A lesser player would have said, no, I didn't see the sign, my bad. Someone else said this isn't high school ball. He addressed it and moved on. This would be my question. How do you then coach and correct mistakes with professionals? That's my question. How do you then coach and correct mistakes? Because isn't that your job? If you're a manager during the game, what do you do, right? Like, you set the lineup and then the players go out there. We gave you a sign of what we think you should do. We gave you a sign. We have communicated to you, the coaching staff, what we feel you need to do on the field that is in the best interest of the team. You decided to do your own thing. And sometimes doing your own thing is cool. It better work, though, right? It better work. If you decide to go ISO ball and hero ball and you shoot a half-court shot and it goes in, great. If you air ball it and your coach takes you out of the game, that sounds like life to me, right? I'm just simply asking if everybody agrees that you made a mistake and it's a, it's okay, and you play the next day, tell me what then stops you from not making the same mistake the next time. Again, I'm not saying that the guy should be cut. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply saying is, if you make a critical error in the game that is against what the coach tells you you should do, and then they play you the exact, especially when he's the kind of player that you can make the example with. We're not talking about this as Bobby Witt Jr. Well, hey, I did that because I'm the fastest guy in Major League Baseball. I thought I could score there. All right, that makes sense to me. You know that saying? What's that saying that Jimmy Johnson had? It was like, well, what if it's Troy Aikman that was asleep? Well, what if it's this player that was asleep? Well, I would have told that guy to wake Troy Aikman up because we need him. I would have told him to wake him up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.